Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now, from the luscious part of the nice part of Louisiana, but I was stationed in probably the only bad part of Louisiana. Let's just put it that way. Leesville, Louisiana is a bad place to go. But joining me now is Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, you have this experience to a lesser degree. Right now, we have a few of the days when it's actually very comfortable to be outside after work. I enjoy my back porch. Now, unfortunately, the sun's going down not too long after I get home. Each area has its benefits. Thank you for visiting Louisiana when you could.
Yeah. I went to Alexandria. I went to other places there, and I found it to be beautiful. I just wish that Fort Polk was in one of those towns.
Right.
So.
Anyway. Hey, I want to jump back because we're already headed down memory lane. I saw this story and went, wait a minute, what? Way, way back. In fact, this was when I was still relatively new to the gun community. In 2010, Barack Obama was running firearms to Mexican drug lords.
Yep.
His ATF, his Department of State, the FBI, they were all involved and complicit. And now a few U.S. federal agents were later murdered with those firearms by the drug gangs.
Yeah.
But we know that thousands of Mexicans were put at risk, probably killed. And it was reported in 2011. We thought it stopped then. But they've dug up some new documents that show the ATF was at it until 2017. Wow.
Yep.
These guys think they're above the law.
Well, so far they have managed to pull that off.
And I hear you loud and clear. Until we have perhaps a president who does more than support the Second Amendment in air quotes, but says, by the way, director of the ATF, why are these guys not prosecuted and in jail? Because I figure if we put the guys who actually were involved in jail, they'll sing. Until we do that, they can hide it.
Well, I mean, it's just like anybody else. When it comes down to what you're describing, when it comes down to that brass tacks moment,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll spray their throat with the throat spray and everything, get it limbered up, and then they'll start singing like a canary.
I think when it's your behind in a concrete box, you decide that those promises that you were given probably aren't good enough.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I saw, and of course, not only that news article, but another one came to mind. Now, there have been times, in fact, it happened to a friend of my wife's. He's overseas. He's traveling. He brings a bunch of candy for kids. And as he's carrying it through, he finds out there's a cartridge hidden in the corner of the bag. Someone had given him that bag. It was a range bag. I found a spent shell casing in the corner of my bag just the other day. You don't want to take that through TSA. If it's just a spent shell casing, they go, come on, be careful. When it's a gun, they're more concerned. When it's a gun on your body, the notion, oh, I forgot, doesn't sell very well. A former mayoral candidate in Syracuse, New York, was convicted of criminal possession of a firearm in a sensitive location. He was arrested back in September, charged in January, September 2022, January of this year. And he goes, yeah, I forgot that it's under your armpit. Anyway.
Yeah, that's
TSA caught him with a. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a. I've carried a gun small enough on my hip before where I've forgotten that it was there, but unless I moved.
Right. Yeah. Been there. Now, let's finish, then we'll back up half a step.
Sure.
This isn't going to surprise anybody. Alfonso Davis, the former mayoral candidate, is a Democrat. His wife is a city judge. He ran for mayor and called the other candidate unqualified because of the candidate's criminal record. I just went, oh, well. You couldn't write this to be more hypocritical. That said,
probably a member of the mayors.
Probably one of Bloomberg's mayors, too.
Yep.
That said, I got out of the car the other day and I went, wait a minute, that feels... I had put on my holster. I'd taken the gun out because I was crawling under something. You know, I put it away and it's a little gun safe. And I'd forgotten to reload before I went out into public. And I went, oh, wow. That could have been bad because my hip thought I was carrying the gun. I felt the holster. Oops.
Right.
So that happens. I want to bring that up, though. Today, I was going somewhere and I went, yeah, I'm going to carry. The reason was you and I do this. And I thought if anything ever happens and I am not carrying, I'm going to be shamed. And then I went back to my routine. I said, well, okay, good. I'm sensitive to shame. That's keeping me to do the right thing, even when it's not convenient. But I went, you know, I went swimming during the week. I'm underwater. I'm in the water for a half hour exercising. And I didn't carry because I didn't want to leave my gun either in a locker or in the car because I just thought that's in, you know, I've got competing harms. I don't want to be disarmed. I don't want somebody to steal my gun. Bill, do you find yourself in that same situation?
Yes. And what I normally do now, the swimming part I don't do. So that's one thing I don't have to be concerned with. But like when I come to a place,
okay,
that, yeah.
So where you're doing martial arts, where you're doing activities that would preclude you from carrying in that moment.
So when I'm doing martial arts, right, I am because I have thought about this to that degree you're describing. I've arranged for my lessons to be private. So when I'm there. My instructor is also a gun carrier, so I just pull my gun out and lay it on a chair beside us while we're on the floor.
Gotcha.
Doing the work.
Now, am I a dentist? No, I don't want to shock her, and I don't want to lay on a gun while
right.
somebody's poking me in the mouth. But at my doctor's office, you know, he goes, why are you taking off your pants now? I go, because that way I can put the gun away properly later when you tell me to get up on the table. So you're right. We have to make accommodations and in some cases go. My thought was next time I'll go ask the gym where they have the pool. Can I bring a lock and store my clothes in a locked locker?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you if I bring
yeah.
my own lock? Right.
That's what I have to do as well if I do something like that. But I haven't done anything like that in a while. Tell everybody how to find you.
We're there already.
Yeah.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. For some reason, Bill and I always have enough to talk about.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load. Where would you like to go now, sir? Well, I
want to go.
You want me to tell you a funny story?
Go ahead.
You want me to tell you a funny story?
I'd love to hear one.
I don't know if I had a chance to tell you this or not. So recently, whenever I can, when I go to the range, I typically take a bunch of guns and film a bunch of guns while I'm filming. And
yes.
I had made this decision to come back to Glock because as much as my love-hate relationship perpetuates itself. By the same token, I've never had Glock malfunction. So to that to that end, like the gun that I took to the Rob Morse, oh, not the Rob Morse, to the James Yeager, to when we went to tactical response.
Right. Yeah.
I sort of just put that one up since James actually handled it and commented on it, told me what he thought of it and everything. I've just sort of put that one up since his passing, just because, well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was one of our instructors, and I'm sorry that he's gone. But I decided to make a.
Yes.
I decided to come back to this, and I got another Glock 45. And I was at the range the other day, and I'm shooting, and I'm grouping, but once again, I'm going low left. Now, I've decided that I'm going to work my way through this time. Well, normally, I take the gun and throw it away and sell everyone of my got, take an enormous loss on them, and go buy something else. Of which I always get, you know, I get tired of that one, or it angers me some way, like Sig P320 did when it failed on me. So this time I'm doing it, and my instructor, well, he's not my instructor, he's my friend, and I'm using his range, but he is also an instructor.
Yep.
So he's watching my hands. And I shoot, and the group is beautiful, but it's just a little low and left. He goes, Bill, stick your finger in the trigger. Get more finger on the trigger, and let's see what happens. And then I obliterate the center mass.
Yep. Yep.
And see.
100%. Now, go, because I've got a thousand questions. Yeah.
Well, see, after I had my heart attack, in the beginning with your heart attack, what they tell you is you can't pick up. When they saw your chest down the middle, they tell you that the first 60 days you cannot pick up anything that weighs more than a gallon of milk with both hands.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when I started shooting again, the first guns I started shooting was I had a Nighthawk single action, and I had the AR-15. Now, the triggers on those, as far as how much trigger finger I stick on them, is the same. Now, before the heart attack, I could shoot a Glock like nobody's business. Salient Arms have been a sponsor, and I could shoot their guns. Agency Arms have been a sponsor, I could shoot their guns. I could shoot the stock guns. I could shoot them like nobody's business. But there was something that disconnected in my head, because when I started shooting again, I was nervous. So then when I finally got my Agency Arms Glock in my hand, I couldn't hit the support. I was hitting the support on the target. I wasn't hitting the target at all. And that's,
wow.
That's because I was using the same trigger press as I did with the single action pistol.
Ah, okay.
So now I wasn't doing that before. And in my haste to get back out on the range and a few other things, I forgot that I had to do a different trigger press for the Glock for it to work. And I rediscovered that last weekend, nearly 9 years after the fact.
Hey, and it just, because I just had to introduce my hand to a new firearm, does that Glock come with different backstrap inserts? Effectively, you can change how far it is from the front of the trigger to the backstrap of the gun?
Well, I get Gen 5, so yes, sir, they do.
I saw that too, and I kept making it smaller and smaller until I got the amount of finger I wanted on the trigger.
Right. That, well, I mean, I don't have to put a back strap on it at all. I just have to slide my finger in a little bit more. And now, so when I'm consciously there, because once I'm on the trigger, I'm where I'm going to be. And so I'm pop, 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 pop. And it was beautiful. I was sort of hesitant because in the beginning I was like, okay, I've got to work through this. And to that end, I got convinced by Markle and Harrington. They were like, okay, so now if that's working for you, now set up another gun exactly like that and have two guns to practice with. I was like, why do I need two guns to practice with? They said, well, because you're going to wear it out now. I said, when you shoot a Glock, well, you're going to wear it out. You're going to mess it up. And, I mean, I did a few things to it in the beginning, and I'm going to duplicate that. So I have a Glock 45, and I have a Glock 17.
Yep.
And, you know, and now I can shoot Glock again. Because of being nervous, back in, I guess it was probably, I had the heart attack in January, and I did not go to a range until April.
Right.
So.
Well, and as you pointed out, and this sticks with me, you've had your chest opened by a doctor.
Yep.
If that be, you and I've been just in sports, you know, people have laid on my chest and, you know, get off me, that hurts. And for you, that could be life-threatening. A punch to the chest could be life-threatening because that's never going to really be as strong as it was before they sawed you in half.
Right.
Wow.
The shortcoming to that comes if your chest did separate. As a left, what's going to happen is it's going to pull, it would pull apart, and as the left side goes by, it would lacerate your heart as it's going by. Yeah.
Ow.
That's the whole issue.
Yeah, don't do this. We want to avoid that.
Yep.
I had a guy in my living room. We were practicing with a laser pistol, running a miniature version of the FBI qualification. That goes out to 20 yards. Okay, we used a half-size target, 10 yards. I can do that by backing into a hallway. And we found out, oh, look, because it's a laser pistol, the video camera captures when the dot first appears. It goes beep or boom or however you tell it, oh, it found a shot. But it also puts in what I call a snail trail, so that if you were bringing the gun sideways as it went click, there's this after colored trail that says the gun wasn't stationary. It's being slewed. And he went, oh, I'm not pulling straight back. And I said, yeah, here, let's get off the target. And we turned on another little pointer so that the laser came on as soon as he touched the trigger. And I said, practice pulling. Make that dot not move, and then you're pulling straight back. And it sounds like that would have been very valuable to you so that you could have seen what's causing this low left impact.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that could have happened. I didn't ever avail myself of those. My friend of mine that's a deputy, he actually pulled me over. And I didn't know him at the time, but he introduced himself. He was a listener, and he told me that he was going to help me out with this. So that's when I got back on the range and started pulling it up and grouping. But I didn't even adjust the trigger then. I was just making allowances, and now it's different. We'll be right back. Talked right into the break. Talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Last month, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border. That marks the highest monthly figure ever recorded. Among the individuals, mostly from Central America, were 18 whose names appear on the terror watch list. Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband access. Under his proposal, schools would need to implement restrictions on accessing social media platforms in order to be eligible for the federal funding. Former President Trump has stated that Sidney Powell was never his attorney in light of Powell's plea deal in the Georgia election interference case. Trump took to Truth Social to clarify that despite fake news reports to the contrary, Powell never served as his attorney. He did acknowledge, however, that Powell did a commendable job representing former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morris. I was talking a lot last time. Wasn't even paying attention to the clock. Yes, sir. Where are we going?
Well, you said you had other questions, too. Oh, yeah. I want to stay right where we are.
Okay.
And, okay, we have, what, 5 million new gun owners? Welcome to the firearms community. Welcome to the self-defense community. And what we just talked about, I'm not doing as well as I can. You know what? There are people out there that can help you. They're called firearms instructors.
Yeah.
They do it for a living. You have a few hours on the trigger. They have years, and they've learned a few things. One of the things they've learned is that you're probably average. Whatever mistakes you're making, they're pretty common. A lot of people make those too. And you can, like Bill, struggle with it for years, or you could go get some training and get it fixed in a couple minutes. That's your choice. But I will tell you, because I've been on both sides of that frustration, it feels better when you're doing it right.
Yeah.
It's just way more fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the classes that we've been to, the presumption has been that we knew how to shoot when we got there. So nobody, you know, took a moment to go, let me look at your hands a minute, which is fine. That's fine.
Yep.
I haven't been to a class since 2019, though. I need to think real serious about that.
Let's compare schedules and see what we can arrange.
Sure.
Okay. Back into the bigger world. So two things there. I shipped a gun up to Michigan. The reason it's having a barrel and trigger upgrade, and I sent it to a company called ATEI. Okay. They were the people that provided.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know ATEI. Tell me.
Yeah, They were the guys that provided all the guns for Rick Ector's free training weekend. When you provide guns so that 1,400 women get an introductory lesson in firearm safety and self-defense, I'm on your team.
Yeah.
Thank you for that donation. And I went, wait a minute. I just chose a gun store half a continent away because, you know, basically I did the same thing I do when I choose a dentist, a doctor, a car dealer, a plumber. Hey, who do you know? Oh, who's been active in my community? I saw these guys before. They seem like nice guys. Why don't I trust them? You know, that grassroots marketing really works, at least for me. Your experience the same way, Bill?
I believe, yes. And I believe ATEI, that's run by a guy named Doug, right? Doug?
I think so.
Yeah. Doug was the first one to get out there with the original Smith & Wesson M&P. He was the first one to do a treatment on the trigger that it would actually work to where the 1.0 M&P, the M&P ergonomically superior to the Glock, in my opinion. But the trigger was it just basically was swinging. You pulled it, you didn't really feel a crack or a break, and you really didn't feel the reset at all. And he was the first one to get out there and do that. He was the first one, actually, that I saw that did a custom job on a M&P that was worth having. So,
interesting.
And you've switched over to an M&P, so you're sending your M&P up there to him?
Yep, he's got it now.
Oh, you're going to like that.
I think so.
You're going to like that.
I think so.
So.
Well, and so there I am at the gun store, and we're just talking, well, you know, it's so odd that they have to run a background check so I can send a gun to a manufacturer that's just going to turn around and send it back to me. All right, it goes in the mail. They want to make sure I'm not running guns to Mexico like the ATF does. And I saw, you know, how's business? And they go, oh, it was crazy last week. And I go, last week? She goes, something in the news. What happened? And they talked to you. Oh, yeah, the invasion in Israel. And a bunch of people went, the world's crazy. I should have a gun. And a bunch of their new stock and a bunch of their used guns. All right. They like sold a quarter of their inventory. Great problem to have if you're a gun shop.
Yep.
And they said, and of course, they bought ammo too. And I went back and looked it up. We use, I think, between right around 7 billion, between 6 and 8 billion rounds of small arms ammunition a year. That's us, Bill. That's not the cops. That's not the military. By the way, because there are so many of us, between 70 and 120 million gun owners, if we go out and shoot just a little bit, oh, yeah, we use way more ammo than law enforcement or military, which is kind of shocking. But it only works out to 30 rounds per person. So when something happens in the news and all of a sudden, yeah, maybe we just go to the range once that month just because we're the world's strange. We suck down a billion rounds and all the manufacturers are going, where? What? Where did it all go? And it came to mind because Sig Sauer opened an ammunition plant in Arkansas. And they've got plants in a number of other states. And they said, now this is just for military ammo. And all my buddies went, oh, it won't help us at all. I go, no, no, you don't understand. If you've got an ammunition plant, you're probably making a number of calibers for a number of customers. And if there's a plant that's now dedicated to the military, that meant all of the other Sig plants that were doing all kinds of other things in addition to making civilian ammo, okay, the military part of their product line just got moved over, and it leaves more room for us.
Right.
There is no such thing as a bad ammunition manufacturer.
Right.
If now, they're doing it for the military, more room for us.
Just to give you something to chew on, so like I've seen a number of 17 million new gun owners somewhere out there. I don't remember where I saw it.
Wow.
But if they went out and shot 100 rounds each just to familiarize themselves with their guns, that's 1.7 billion rounds of ammunition.
Right. Wow. That's like almost a 20% increase.
Yeah, that's just with, you know, two boxes of ammo.
Which a new gun owner should do. Hi, if you're a new gun owner listening to Lock and Load, welcome. Yeah, two boxes is you completing the handshake with your firearm. And by the way, it'll be a different gun after you run two boxes of ammo through it.
Yep.
Your hand, all those manipulations, loading, unloading, verifying, checking condition, presentation, 100 times, you are a different firearms owner.
Yep.
After just that much practice. So keep at it. You're doing good.
Plus, don't get alarmed when you develop Glock knuckle.
Oh, yes. Is it? It was 1911 thumb and Glock knuckle.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time? Because I want to go to California.
You don't have that much time. You got time to set it up.
There you go. Judge Roger Benitez. Now, we're going to step back, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
He had ruled that the ammunition capacity ban, 10 rounds or less, that's unconstitutional. Magazines are part of firearms. They're covered by the Second Amendment. There's no history of limitations in that way. You guys made it up, including the arguments that you made up. Nope, no good. That scheme went to the Ninth Circuit, and the same en banc panel that said, oh, yeah, that restriction's fine, and was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, they did it again. They said, oh, yeah, those restrictions, they're fine. Judge, you're wrong.
Tell everybody how to find you right quick. We'll finish this up on the other side.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog, and my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and Ops Lens. There's more to cover, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the California thing is always entertaining. It goes up and down, and now Benitez, they call him Saint Benitez, but he's still got a few miracles to accomplish. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. We were talking about California.
And St. Benitez.
Yeah.
Judge Roger Benitez, a federal judge, he again ruled a different case this time. In this case, the California assault, so-called assault weapons ban. And the judge goes, sorry, these are commonly owned firearms. The Supreme Court rule is if a firearm was both unusual and dangerous, and underlined, you know, if you walk around with a hand grenade on your chest, the cops can say, son, that's not right. Both unusual and dangerous. We have more so-called assault weapons, modern sporting rifles out in the community than there are Ford pickup trucks. Nobody thinks a Ford pickup truck, by the way, the F-150 was the most popular selling vehicle in America for a couple of years, just as the AR is the most commonly sold rifle. No, it's not unusual, Judge. Judge recognized that. Okay, so today you can get your rifle in California. But I expect the California Attorney General to again say, yeah, you know that three-judge panel that's going to might rule in favor of the judge? He wants to have it appealed right to the Ninth Circuit. And this is the Ninth Circuit who made mistakes, was told by the U.S. Supreme Court that their interpretation of firearms law is wrong. Go get it right. And then they did it again. Wow. And what they're basically doing, in my opinion, is saying – the Supreme Court only takes, what, 1% of the cases that are appealed to it?
Yeah, they're playing a game.
And then, the game of the odds.
Yeah. Yep.
We can break the law, and you can't get enough justice to fix us. Yeah. Yeah. I see the same thing in Illinois. I'm sorry, I wish it was only California. The U.S. Appellate Court said that, you know, when you go to get your concealed weapons permit and the state says that has to be resolved in, I think, 45 days, and the fact that the state is taking twice that amount or more and charging you a $150 fee to not obey the law, and an appellate court says, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Where that article is very clearly discussed, it's called Legal Insurrection. It's a blog by Gene Volk. It's on Reason.com.
Right.
I if you're not familiar with that, those guys take wonderfully reasoned dives into the law. And what I appreciate is I can understand it. I've never spent a minute in a law school, and yet I understand the arguments, although I agree that I'm not familiar. They cite cases, but then they'll also say what that case decided. So it's written for amateurs like us.
That's always good to have somebody decipher that or translate it or, you know.
Well, it's what, you know, when you have lawyers on, often Alan Beck, Stephen Stambolia, that's what they do. If they couldn't translate it for us, we'd be all, well, that was nice. I'm not, what did he say, though? Anyway. Did you, also in the news, because why not? At first I only saw a few stories out of Israel where armed citizens stopped 1,000 armed terrorists, Islamic militants out of Palestine, Palestinians out of the West Bank.
Right.
Who attacked Israel civilians. Ben Branham and I talked about one attack, but I did see another one. So where the natives successfully stopped it. And I think that story is international. Of course, it affects you and I. We're going, wow, good. I want everybody to be able to protect ourselves. All right. So there's a governor of a province in Nigeria, and he's looking around going, you know what? Why can't the citizens in my province have those same rights?
Right.
Which, okay, wait a minute. That's a long way from Lexington and Concord.
Indeed.
I think it's called Nigeria province.
Right.
Yeah. But they're going, wait a minute. They see what happened in Israel. They have Islamic terrorists in Nigeria. And he goes, look, I don't want my citizens to have to negotiate with bandits. Why can't they defend themselves? Why, if a group of guys show up at their door with machetes, can't they defend their families? And I go, all right, this guy, who knows? Good. Awesome. And part of me, Bill, thinks, you know how our entertainment media is international?
Right.
I'm hoping that people listen to Lock and Load from all around the world.
I think I do have a few foreign countries that get it. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why. Unless they're trying to, you know, like the UK seems to listen a little bit, various parts of Europe.
Right.
And that may be largely due to the fact of military servicemen. I don't know.
Sure.
Don't know.
Our guys listen when they're working overseas.
Yep. But anyway, without trying to belabor the point, I you know, anybody that wants to listen, I always enjoy it just knowing that they listen. Yeah.
And you knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
There's a guy in New York State, Chautauqua County. That becomes important later. He goes to buy a couple boxes, not the little ammunition box, but the big cardboard box of shotgun shells, because there's a trap and skeet shoot that's a charity event. And he goes, well, you know what? I'll get the shells. It should be easy. Well, he goes to his local gun store, says, hi, charity event. They give him a little bit of a deal. He goes to go through the background check, and it comes back delayed. He goes, wait, come on. I'll stand there 15 minutes, an hour. He has to leave. Somebody else was able to scrape together what they needed, but everybody had to comp up their personal supplies. It didn't come back for 25 hours. The guy who was trying to buy the shell, the sheriff of Chautauqua County. So he's got every credential known to man.
Right.
And the New York State AG office can't figure out that he's one of the good guys for over a day.
Yeah.
And what drives me insane is some judge will say, well, you didn't need that ammo for self-defense because you can still have knives in New York State, so it's not an infringement.
Mm.
This, We don't have a justice system in this country. I'm sorry. It drives me crazy.
Well, definitely not.
Did you notice? Anyway.
Well, I mean, getting out there, if they were to make that statement, given what they're doing with Daniel Penny, that's not valid either. So, I mean, they just don't like self-defense. So.
Right.
Very evident, but that's all beside the point. You got any shooting coming up this week? You got about a minute. You going to shoot anything this week?
I'm doing a lot of dry practice for that FBI qual. Yes, I have to go back and teach my hand about the Glock until my M&P comes back.
Right.
I'll be at the range.
Yep.
And you? We're going to get new videos?
I've got a lot of video. I could shoot. I should be shooting, and I haven't shot. I haven't finished any of them yet. I got ARs, and I got handguns. I mean, I've just been a Siberian slimy slug on that one. And I hope nobody takes offense. I hope the slugs don't take offense on that one. So, anyway.
You mentioned you were going to always bring an AR and keep practicing with that. Is that according to plan?
Yes, it is. I carry the truck gun everywhere I go. Went yesterday looking for, since I've been having to go to the radio station a little bit more, I needed a briefcase. I had to go find a briefcase. I went looking for the briefcase, and rifle came with me. Tell everybody one more time how to find you, please, sir.
It's been a pleasure. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That runs 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles waiting for you there. The writing's picked up and carried at Clash Daily and also at Ops Lens. Phil, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We got Dan Zimmerman coming up next from the truthaboutguns.com, where we will explore the latest in the gun culture. Fine, Mr. Morris, he is both written and audio. There's no excuse. No excuse. Our number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.